On the one hand, you must be so thrilled that you've got to the final next Saturday, but this must be a bit of a cloud hanging over all of the fans that the pricing and the location of next Saturday's game.
Yeah, it was. I mean, everyone was has been sort of like saying to me, I want to go to the final. So you're looking at like taking a dozen people with you, and as we sort of like did on buses to Wembley. Obviously, Wembley's a lot closer. But Manchester's on the other side of the country, and I do see the argument that a lot of Luton fans are saying is like, well, how comes it's at Manchester when the top three teams in the league from nearly the whole season from the south, it was Crawley, Wimbledon and Luton. So it would have made sense to have an option, a plan B, and maybe a London stadium, not necessarily the Emirates, but maybe White Hart Lane or Upton Park or Stamford Bridge. There's lots of them around in London, but we've all got a track up there. But I suppose it's like you get two northern clubs often playing a final at Wembley, so it's the shoes on the other foot in some ways.
Well, financially, put it into context, what it's going to mean for what's it going to cost you, Darren, to go and see Luton Town?
We're talking an adult ticket is £41.25 minimum, and that's if they don't sell out of all the cheaper ones.
Yeah.
And the child ticket is, I think, it's £18, and I think it with the postage and stuff, I think it puts it up to about £21-22. So you're looking at, even for two adults and one child, it would be about £105.
And you've got your transport?
Your transport.
Are you staying over?
Probably wouldn't stay over.
It's an expensive old day, though. Let's talk to Mark Chapman, who's the vice chairman of the Luton Town Supporters Club.
Mark, morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us this morning. What do you think about this? Because you must have had, I imagine, many people like Darren voicing their views to you.
We've had plenty of people voicing the views, and I've seen the comments on the message boards and everything else, and to be quite honest with you, I can only concur with them.
Are you surprised? Because, I mean, we have been talking this morning about, for many people, it's the fact of following a football club, you're almost considered a non-entity as a fan in many cases, not necessarily at the Hatters, but obviously elsewhere. Are you surprised about this?
I'm surprised at the ticket prices and also the use of the ticketing agency. Obviously, you know, the Blue Scale would typically do something like this because a lot of the clubs in the non-league are not geared up to deal with the numbers that would travel. And the Blue Square, to be fair to them, have to deal with the lowest entity. So, for instance, if you took the four clubs in the playoffs, if it's Fleetwood that got there, they're not capable of dealing with the number of ticket sales that would be there.
So this plan would have been in force whoever would have got through, and it's now Luton Town, and because of that, it's the plan still goes through?
Correct.
Right.
Now, after saying that, why the club couldn't have been given an option, because whilst the ticket prices are high, and certainly the minimum prices, I think personally, you know, are, you know, at least £10 too high, and probably £15. I would have liked to have seen an adult ticket price start at £25 with a concession, preferably at £10. That hasn't gone through. I certainly think it needs to be looked at that OAPs aren't given concessions. As for the location, we're running into that unfortunate situation. Let's face it, the final could have been Fleetwood versus Wrexham. You know, it could well be, you know, and to be fair, it could still be Fleetwood involved. So, therefore, you know, the league have to book a stadium. You know, given the results didn't come through until last night, they're never, ever going to be able to book a stadium at that last-minute notice.
Just last word from you, Mark, and then I want to get one final thought from Darren. We're speaking to Gary Sweet a bit later. What do you think we should ask him? What do you think he should have done? Do you think there is anything that Luton Town could have done?
I think there should have been a greater transparency on prices earlier, and one, there should be, and certainly for clubs moving forward, the ability for the club to sell its own tickets.
All right, thank you for that. And just lastly, Darren, one of the points we put to listeners this morning is, what does a club have to do to stop you supporting them? How far does they have to go? This seems to have annoyed you, but yet you're still with them.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with Luton Town Football Club. I'm absolutely delighted with the prices I pay for my season ticket and my son's season ticket. And I think the prices at Luton are quite good, really. Yeah, it's nothing to do with Luton Town here. It's just they should have. I mean, it's not too late. I urge like the Blue Square Premier to drop the prices to the prices Mark said: £25 adult, £10 concessions, and old age pensioners and students should also get a discount.